There might be others too.
I'm sure.
So there's a, I don't know if I need that, okay.
Just for the reporting, if that was.
So my first time around, I was asking about, you know, the board here with the commission, and then there was RTBS. Then I forgot about another board that I'm on, either else, Linda's on, is the board of the Friends of the Commission. You know, we're in a stage in the mix of people that we have on the board. We have room for 10, we have 7. And like I say, the mix that we have on the board right now, we have a really good thing going when it comes to a group there that is seeking opportunities for grants and then writing up, you know, those grants and following up with them. This particular year, we're going after probably the biggest focus is on, you know, the adults who do not have a vocational goal. You know, they might be in their 20s, 30s, 40s, 50s, 60s, whatever. So I know that there is not enough funding there at times for, you know, some of the tech types of things, you know, that a homemaker needs, a care, a person that's not working because they're taking care of kids or adults or whatever, other family members. Anyway, there's reasons why you can't go to work sometimes. Mm-hmm. So, but they still need software, they still need hardware, and there's just, that's where the money falls short. So that's where we're really pushing there right now. But we're also gonna try to get some additional monies, you know, where we were recently able to get, you know, for the younger, you know, folks that are pre-vocational, because, you know, this year, you know, we were able to help, you know, get monies so that, you know, each participant that went to PI, Project Independence, you know, they all got a, you know, a laptop and, you know, with a keyboard along with some software, a case, and there's going to be some training coming up, which will be great. So we'd love to see that, you know, for, you know, the older, you know, blind individual, because, you know, I think the seniors, you know, there's some additional monies, you know, that came about, you know, a couple of years ago, you know, from efforts of, you know, Carlos going around, you know, talking up, you know, the needs with the legislature, then the consumer groups pitching in, you know, getting all that, so, you know, that budget was boosted up some. But, you know, we're going to still be trying to get, you know, some money for that particular, you know, group too. But like I said, the big one is, you know, these adults that do not have a vocational goal. So anyway, so we just need, you know, some additional, you know, good people, you know, former clients, you know, former staff, maybe someone who is else connected to just, I don't know, philanthropic type of things. Mm-hmm. I never say that word right, because they don't have to have a big blindness background, but, you know, definitely awareness and willingness to learn. But we could always use other people that have connections, they have a desire to work. Again, we're looking for people that are actually going to want to sit down and do a job. Yeah. Where they have the talent, but, you know, someone who's just not on the board to, you know, sit in on meetings and give their support. We just, again, we need people that are willing to lend a hand. So anyway, that's another board that needs, you know, at least 3 people. In fact, I'm actually telling the board that next year I'm probably going to step down and probably just not be on the board at all. I've been on it for, like, I don't know, 10 years or something like that. And there's just some other things in life I want to get to before the time runs out. So I just need to unburden myself, because, you know, sure, I don't spend time, you know, every single day with the senior blind or the Omaha chapter or the Friends, but at the same time, you know, I have those concerns that always, at times, will keep me awake at night or, you know, make me not want to do creative things, you know, that I'd like to be doing. So anyway, so just so you know that we're going to probably have four positions opening up here, coming up, so. All right, that's it. Did one of them. Okay, there you go.
Thank you, Robert.
All right.
And I think I have brought that up in these meetings before, so we just want to keep it in front of you that we are looking for Friends board members.
Yeah.
Any other public comment?
Can I add something to what Robert said?
Of course.
Thank you.
Yeah, Robert, I appreciate what you said and how you said it. You know, I'm a huge consumer group advocate, and I heard a discussion, I can't remember where it was, but, you know, consumerism is we want choices, right? But on the flip side is, you know, we need to be producers too. And when I heard you talking about that, you know, my thinking with, you know, the consumer groups is that we have opportunities to be providers as well as consumers. And I hope that, you know, our consumer groups here in the state will look at ways to help, because we can't expect the commission to do everything. And if we can get, like you said, outside resources to help the independent living, that would be great. So thank you.
Thank you, Mark. Any other public comment before we move on? Okay. And then it looks like the last thing that we have on there before adjourning is final announcements. Do we have any announcements that we want to put out, or no? Myself. Okay then. With that, we'll just go ahead and call this meeting adjourned. And thank you, everybody, for coming.
Thank you.
Somebody want to call Sam for
it's her number.